This is the Retirement Success Blueprint with Michael Stewart of Crystal Lake Tax. And we'd like to humbly let you know that Michael Stewart was recently selected by Wealth and Finance Magazine for Best Retirement Planning in Illinois for 2023. Plus, Crystal Lake Tax was recently chosen by Inc. Magazine for the Inc. 5000 as one of America's fastest-growing private companies. We're honored and proud. Now, here's today's Retirement Success Blueprint with Michael Stewart.
Welcome to the Retirement Success Blueprint with Michael Stewart, powered by the Retirement Income Source. Michael is the founder of Crystal Lake Tax and Financial. Michael is the author of the Amazon book, Purpose-Based Investing, 9 Lessons to Rescue Your Retirement from Wall Street. So let's head over to the drafting table and get this episode of the Retirement Success Blueprint started.
Welcome to the Retirement Success Blueprint. This is your host, Michael Stewart, fiduciary financial planner with Crystal Lake Tax and Financial. And this show's whole purpose is to educate you, our loyal listeners, on how investing for income truly works and why it's so important to know why income and why your money's going to last. So it's not about just hope anymore, right? We're not out here selling hopium. What we're doing is saying, where is our income going to come from in retirement from not just hope? Now, just now, but tomorrow, but possibly the next 20, 30 years into retirement, you're going to have saved for retirement about as long as you're going to have to actually spend it in retirement. So there's just a few little minor tweaks that somebody that's a pre-retiree is going into retirement or somebody already in retirement needs to make to shift just to make sure essentially so they don't outlive their money. They need a reliable income source. That's kind of the rudder on a ship. It's very small. It's kind of insignificant versus the size of the ship. But yet it can turn that ship in any direction. You see, that's what income does in retirement. Because in retirement, income is the outcome. It's the minor change in your investments that can help you get the most mileage out of your money to make sure it lasts as long as you do. You see, retirement is all about purpose, not performance. You needed performance during the accumulation years. When you're 20s, 30s, 40s, even early 50s, it's all about accumulating more. You needed to build that wealth, and you actually did it. But believe it or not, one of the secret ingredients of building wealth was your ability to contribute to your plan. And what came along for the ride was the assistance from the employer with a match as well, in most cases. I call that the much easier part. It's easy to build wealth when the markets are down in the early 2000s and you weren't in retirement yet. You may have seen your portfolio go down, but you're still working, so you really didn't care, right? You were getting income from your paychecks, not your investments. You see, if retirement was like the years while you were working, whether you're self-employed or whether you're employed by somebody, if you can have retirement mimic that, then you'll have no worries because you'll know where your income's coming from. But the thing is, when you go into retirement, your savings actually has that baton. And for a long time, think about 20, 30 plus years from now, how many recessions do you think we're going to go through? How much volatility do you think we're going to go through? There's a huge list of risks of retirees going to face that they didn't see when they were working. See, when we were working, the income flowed in. We're just doing our job. We're earning that income coming in. We didn't think about whether we made bad investment decisions because we all make bad investment decisions. But you see, when you go into retirement, it's much easier to make these bad decisions and they have a more meaningful impact. Because believe it or not, even though we don't like making bad decisions, we've had to get the income flowing in. If we choose the wrong advisor, we choose the wrong investments to get us through retirement. Let's just go beyond that right there. It may not even be the advisor, but the sources that they're using to generate that income, the strategies they're using to get you through retirement, to get you through all these different risks, rising inflation, rising interest rates, market volatility, just longevity, we're all living longer. And things that you're going to face and the challenges you're going to face as you go through retirement. You see, it's all about the source of the income in retirement. The investment tools that are being used. And I speak to people practically every day that'll tell me that they're very naive when it comes to investing and especially investing for income. They get the stock market, but they really don't know how interest, dividends, all those things work. Well, that's because that's not what you do. You're very educated, very smart, intelligent people, and I get it. But at the same time, you got to have an idea of how money works and not just give it or leave it in the hands of somebody just because maybe your friend or somebody referred you to this advisor. If you're using an advisor and you just assume that if your friend's using them or your family members use them, they're going to do a great job too, And maybe as long as the markets cooperate, that'll be the case. The problem is that when the markets stop cooperating, now it's going to be up to the sources, the investment tools, the strategies. Those investment tools now make all the difference. You see, every quarter when we meet with clients, because we want to make sure that they understand how their money works, you know, so after 9 months, that's after three reviews, or maybe a year, 2 years after meeting with us, now they become very aware why we tell them that investing for income was so important early in retirement, leading up to retirement, because they're seeing their balances fluctuate, but not nearly at the level that most people are facing today, because most of the advisors are actually still just using mutual funds and exchange-traded funds as the tools for the client for the retirement income, but they're not generating enough income. It's forcing the clients to actually spend some principal, sell some shares. But the problem is most of these funds are trying to beat benchmarks. You see, benchmarks are great when you're accumulating money, right? Am I keeping up with the S&P 500? Am I keeping up with the NASDAQ, the Dow Jones? But when you start taking income from a portfolio, those benchmarks don't matter to you anymore. They're not great at telling you if you achieve that performance, because at the end of the day, what is the real income that that portfolio is generating? And most people just aren't getting it all from income. So let's use $1 million. So if you got $1 million and let's say you throw it in the S&P 500, right? The index, the 500 largest U.S. companies, has an income yield or a dividend yield of about 1.5%. So if you never wanted to sell a single share or touch your own principal, that means you could generate about $15,000 a year, and that return just comes along for the ride, right? You got $1 million, you just peel off the 1.5% dividend, that's 15 grand a year. But you know what? Most of the people that I'm talking with, they'd like to get more than 1.5% return. Now, we're not talking about is the value up or down. We're talking about the amount of cash flow that you can get off of it without having to sell a single share. So a lot of people would say, if I get $1 million, I'd like $40,000, $50,000 of income. Well, you can't get that just if you're sitting in a mutual fund or an ETF that just mimics the benchmarks. You know what I'm talking about. Maybe sit down with your advisor. They show you these graphs of how the market always went up, and they show you all the positives over 100 years. But at the end of the day, all they're really showing you is the growth potential of that index and what happened in the past, or that mutual fund, what happened in the past. You can't rely on that when it comes to your future income. You see, at the end of the day, the math works differently when you start taking withdrawals on your money, your income on something that's volatile, that goes up and down in value. You see, when you invest for income, it's more reliable. It doesn't follow the same volatility of, let's just say, you know, get stocks that are inside these mutual funds, for example. You're going to see volatility when the markets go down, or inflation rears its ugly head, or interest rates go up like we've been experiencing this year. That's the value of the share prices that you own. The income is separate from that. So you've got the share price. Well, what's the market price of what you own? That's bouncing around, going up and down. But the income, the amount of interest or dividends you may receive from that, is completely separate from that. That's why we call it divide and conquer. When you divide and conquer, you actually understand the difference between those two components, the growth component and the income component, which makes up the ingredient for what we call total return. So total return is the growth plus the income. See, unfortunately, most people today are only relying on the growth of their portfolio, fingers crossed, toes crossed, hoping the market goes up. But how do you get income in that kind of scenario? If something goes up in value, you got to sell it. Now you don't own it. So that wasn't income. That was spending your own money. If it goes down, you got to sell more shares to get the same dollar that you needed earlier. So that's why you need this divide and conquer strategy, where you got a portion of your money is going to do whatever the market or whatever the fixed income credit markets are going to do. The principal might go up and down, but the income is separate from that. So we're talking today about planning with a purpose, and I'm not talking about performance. You see, performance, as I said right when we opened up, performance is everything when you're trying to create wealth. But when you go into retirement, you're a couple years away from retirement, or you're in retirement, performance sometimes can actually be very disappointing. This year is a great example of that, right? Think of 2022, when the markets were down at their lows in October, 25, 35%. But if you needed income during that time frame, how many more shares were you going to have to sell? Pandemic was another example. 2018 was another example. Those are corrections right now that everybody's reading. Are we facing a recession? Is there a recession on the horizon? Is the market over its skis? We're going to more likely experience that possibility, or at least that's what everybody thinks, is that we're going to face a recession as the calendar flips in 24. I don't know. The goal is whenever you go into retirement, and even if that recession doesn't happen 3 or 5 years from now, you need to have a plan for it just in case, so that you still have the amount of income coming in, independent of if the stock market's going up. Doesn't matter if we're in a recession, not in recession, you need the same income in retirement. And there's a huge difference when the markets go down to what the personality, the attitude toward people taking withdrawals from their portfolio. All of a sudden they hunker down. They don't want to take money out because things are falling apart. But if you're getting it from interest and dividends, the income part of your portfolio, that doesn't change even if the values are bouncing around. Because sometimes what happens when markets drop, people stop taking money. They stop it automatically. And at the same time, they wind up having a very disappointing retirement because they see their portfolio almost like a gas gauge going down because they're spending through the principal. Whereas, think about the peace of mind that they would have saying, okay, the value might be down because stocks are down. But at the same time, I know my income, I'm still generating the same, you know, 4 or 5% I was on the $1 million. So I can spend the $40,000, $50,000 because I have the same amount of shares that'll bounce back when the market bounce backs. So it becomes stressful because they just don't know what to do. They run out of hope, maybe temporarily, and then the markets kind of come back for a week or two. Everybody's starting to party. Maybe it's over because we had so much help from the federal government these last few years. Now, all of a sudden, the volatility is real again. And it's going to hang around for quite a while because we're not out of the woods with inflation yet. It's starting to dip, but there's calls in the back half of the year that it's going to pick back up. So there's certain economists and certain people that I listen to that are extremely sharp. And don't know if you've heard this gentleman, Mohammed El-Erian, who many of you know is the head of PIMCO, actually worked underneath Bill Gross, probably was notorious for being one of the best bond analysts of all time. Now he's at the Queen's College at Cambridge University. Well, he came out with an article here a while back in Foreign Affairs called Not Just Another Recession. And I can tell you right now, the guy is not a permabear. And I know a lot of people may be listening, they like the idea of risking their investments for the reward. But sometimes we need to pay attention to what's really going on in our country, what's really going on in the world economically, because it's a roll of the dice. I mean, a 50% chance that you're going to get it right, 50% chance you're going to get it wrong, even if you're right. It's not that big a deal if you're planning accordingly. But if you're wrong, it can ruin your retirement. You'll be very disappointed. You're going to be up at the age where you may not be able to work like you could in the past when you were building your wealth. So how do you protect what you have, get lifetime income of what you have, and still get growth over time to keep up with inflation? That's building in an income component in your plans. So he made a comment, I think it's worth repeating. He says that, I quote, "The longer central banks extend what was meant to build time-limited intervention, that's buying bonds for cash and keeping interest rates artificially low, the more collateral damage they actually caused." You see, this delay is kind of like delaying cancer to the point where you know you're stage four and it's too late. So basically, despite the mounting evidence that inflation wouldn't go away on its own, the Fed continued to pump liquidity into the economy, free money into the economy up until March 2022. Then they started raising interest rates modestly at first. Then inflation surged above 7% and backed the Federal Reserve into a corner. So instead of facing a normal dilemma, how to reduce inflation without harm in economic growth and employment, the Fed now faces a trial limit, how to reduce inflation, protect growth and jobs, and ensure financial stability. There's no easy way to do all three of these things, especially when inflation is as high as it is. No one should be so confident that you, the listener, think that the Fed can juggle these three balls without at least dropping one of them. But anyway, there's a lot to be said. Whenever this gentleman actually says stuff, is he right? Well, he's closer to right than being wrong, because economists or even analysts, they see things that most people don't, because that's not what you do, right? If you're a doctor, you focus on medical advice. If you're a nurse, you focus on helping people that are inside the hospital. You may need to draw blood or something. If you're a chiropractor, you help focus on people with muscle aches and back aches. But these guys, these analysts and economists, they see down the road. They see what's coming in the economy and why it's so important to have somebody that knows what they're doing to get you through tough times like this, because we will get through them. Now, as usual, let me offer you something here that's going to get something tangible in your hands. It's going to help you with the upcoming storm that we got ahead of us. Because this is a show where in retirement, income is the outcome. I put together what I'd like to refer to as a retirement success toolkit. A retirement success toolkit's got a couple things in there. Why? Because you need more than one thing for retirement. He's got a copy of my recently published book, The Retirement Success Blueprint, How to Build the Retirement You Deserve, a companion report titled, Are You Paying Too Much Taxes in Retirement? And another report, 11 Signs You're Working with the Wrong Advisor. So the Retirement Success Toolkit can be yours free of charge simply by calling 866-316-0822. That's 866-316-0822 or go to crystallaketax.com. Love to get that out to you. No cost, no obligation. We'll even pay for the postage, no expense to you to get this critical Retirement Success Toolkit in your hands today. Touch base with us anytime, 866-316-0822. Ask for the Retirement Success Toolkit. You are listening to the Retirement Success Blueprint. I am your host, Michael Stewart, fiduciary financial planner with Crystal Lake Tax and Financial. Today, we're talking about planning with a purpose. It's been said that we have a recession on the horizon. And of course, most of us thinking, wow, what we just experienced is an appetizer probably in the markets. Well, the thing is, a lot of things haven't collided yet. And if you want to go back and listen to that first segment I just talked about, you can go to crystallaketax.com, go to the In the Media section, and you'll be able to hear it. And you can actually listen to the most recent shows and go by the date of the show. But keep in mind that these shows have to go through compliance. So I'm always pre-recording so that way they can actually make sure I'm not saying something stupid because we are SEC regulated and I'm also a fiduciary. So you say retirement is a progression. It's a marathon, not a sprint. But sometimes the sprint bothers people. Most retirees, especially for times like we're going through right now and still will be volatile in the next year or so, could be longer. That's why I say it's so important to invest for income while you go through these rocky environments. Matter of fact, studies show that if retirement starts off negative, the retiree may outlive their money due to what they call sequence of return risk. And so think about it for a minute. Let's just say you had $1 million. Your portfolio has basically dropped $800,000, right? That's a 20% loss, just like last year, right? And you planned on taking $50,000 out a year. So let's just say you're taking this income out monthly. Now, initially, when you had $1 million, you could take out $50,000 and not touch the $1 million if you're getting it from income. If you're getting it just from market growth and your investments have to go up in order for you to pull money out, then now all of a sudden, if they've dropped 20%, so now your $1 million is $800,000, now you're taking income off the $800,000. $50,000 of income off of $800,000 is a lot higher. It's over a 6% withdrawal rate. So first of all, I already know if you're using mutual funds or exchange-traded funds as the tools, you're withdrawing principal. You're not taking out income. You're mainly withdrawing principal. So if you invest in the interest and dividends that are paid for you to owning that $1 million, you might be getting about 1.5% on a stock-based portfolio, right? So you could take out about $15,000 in interest or dividends, but that also means that you've got to withdraw about $30,000, $35,000 from your principal just to get the $50,000. And let's just say the following year, the markets are either flat or they're going to be worse. That means the performance of your portfolio is going to drop again, plus the balance is going to be reduced because you're even taking more of the principal. So even when the markets rebound, you have less shares because you've been spending an extra $30,000, $35,000 each year selling off shares to take money out. Folks, I tell you every week, that is not income. That is spending your principal. You see, that's not retirement because you're withdrawing from the principal. And think about it for a moment. How long did it take you to build your wealth? We always ask that question sometimes to people. And a lot of people, it took them 30, 40 years to build their wealth. But yet you start off with a bad 1 year and the problem persists for a couple of years. And before you know it, you got half your money left. It took you 34 years to get there and only a few years to get your balance down. Why? Because you're not investing for true income and you don't know how income works. Yes, you can still be in market-based investments and you can still see the value of those investments eventually come back when the market does. But if you have to sell shares, you also get rid of income because the income is the defensive mechanism that most people don't think about in retirement, including most stock-based advisors. And even though they have the tools available to them, most brokers don't use them because it takes more work. They'd have to roll up their sleeves, find an analyst, pay the analyst. They're not cheap. Think about that for the moment, the business model. And so if you have a business model where it's already equipped and using all these tools to specialize in income, to get interest and dividends from your portfolio in addition to some market growth, then you actually get what you need, reliable income in retirement. But if somebody's got you just thrown in a bunch of mutual funds and a bunch of exchange traded funds with a 1.5-2% yield, well, how are you going to take out 4 or 5% if the investments are only generating 1.5 or 2? Your broker will tell you, oh, don't worry about it, it'll be fine. But the reality is they're asking you to spend principal. They're asking you to say, don't worry about it, it'll go up in value over time, we'll sell some shares, we'll send you some money, and you'll be fine. But what happens when the market doesn't cooperate? What happens when the market takes 20%, you're taking 5%, and now you've lost a quarter of everything? And if that happens in back-to-back years, you lost half of your money in a matter of 2 years between what the market's done and what you've decided to withdraw as well. Folks, there is a better way, and it talks about having reliable income, getting in the form of interest and dividends on your investments. What does that mean? Maybe it's a stock-based portfolio that's got a 4 or 4.5% dividend. You got $1 million in that, you can take out $40,000, $45,000 a year just in dividends. Maybe it's a combination of bonds, preferreds, real estate, averaging 5-6%. You got $1 million in that, you can take out $50,000-$60,000 a year of income because you aren't touching the principal. You're just spending the cash flow. So you see, it's not about performance when you're approaching and you're in retirement. It was about performance when you were building up your retirement funds. But as you get within 5 years of retirement or you're in retirement, it's not about performance totally anymore. When you're in retirement, it's the purpose of the money. It means you'll be able to reach your goals. You'll be able to pay your bills. You'll be able to leave the legacy that you want, legally pay the least in taxes, because you're focusing on your retirement income. And you're starting to make that transition that's going to make you successful in retirement. Just like that same mindset you had when you were building wealth, you wanted performance. You did that. You achieved that. But if you want to be equally successful in retirement, you have to make that subtle transition to income and distribution. Transition means purpose-based investing. My first book was written about 5 years ago. It's called Purpose-Based Investing, 9 Lessons to Rescue Your Retirement from Wall Street. Purpose-based investing creates results, future retirement income you can rely on. You see, if you focus only on performance and you run across a year like 2022, then we're focusing on performance and therefore you kind of blow up your lifestyle and you blow up your income opportunities. When inflation actually went up, that makes it worse. So you can't afford to reduce your lifestyle in retirement when the paychecks stop, let alone miss out on all these goals that you envisioned for whenever you were going to stop and get into retirement. You see, here's the risk you face as a retiree. And I'm talking about the next 20, 30, 35 years. And you have to be mindful of this. It's called inflation rising, interest rates, and volatility. Those three things. Inflation, rising interest rates, and volatility. The reason I bring those up is because that's exactly what's going on right now. And that's a recipe for a reduction in the stock market indexes. When you've got a reduction index, you have a reduction of your principal. Now, if you had income coming in, you wouldn't be as concerned about the reduction of your principal as long as you're getting income and you're not having to sell any shares to get it. Also, there's future legislative risk. There's another one we're always going to be subject to, whatever the next tax rates are going to be. Right? Currently under the tax code, January 1st, 2026, personal income taxes are slated to go back up on the federal level. So how do you handle future legislative risk? How do you handle higher tax rates in the future? There's also rising healthcare costs. It's always a concern. Helping your children, possibly. I mean, I just recently met with somebody that wants to help her child because she's a special needs child. She's always going to be constantly helping her. Not only that, but she's also paying her rent and so forth. So that has an impact on how much money she's going to make. She's got to get off the performance train and get on the purpose train and then do that. See, you've got to invest for income. Nursing home, home care, home health care, if you want to have that care in the future. Think about this for a moment. Most people, when they plan, they think about today. They don't think about 10, 15, 20 years down the road of why, if there were purpose-based investing, why they need to have their principal still intact so they can actually take care of these future expenses, give you a rising income, cover health care costs. But if they're spending principal and focusing on performance, they will, but actually, believe it or not, spend their principal. Therefore, they'll have less money later in retirement. They don't even have a future inflation hedge on their money. You see why I like income? And it may not be perfect, but in a perfect world to eliminate all these risks at all time, it sure is a darn better option the way most people are proposed to doing it today. And that's about what I just said there. You got $1 million, you need $50,000. If you're getting 5% in interest and dividends, guess what? You can get that $50,000 because it's going to repeat itself in another 12 months. If I was performance-based, I'd have to appreciate and hope it went up value by $50,000 or 5%. But even then, I'd still have to sell those shares that appreciated just to get money out. Think about that for a moment. What I mean by appreciation of value. If I go buy a piece of land and it doesn't go up in value, then I have to actually spend and decrease the value or even sell that asset if I need to take money out. It doesn't even make sense for retirement. Folks, we're coming up on a break here now as usual because this is a show where in retirement, income is the outcome. I put together what we've referred to as our Retirement Success Toolkit. Retirement Success Toolkit's got a lot of cool things in it. One of them is a copy of our recent book, The Retirement Success Blueprint, How to Build the Retirement You Deserve, a white paper titled, Are You Paying Too Much Taxes in Retirement? And 11 Signs You're Working with the Wrong Advisor. So the Retirement Success Toolkit can be yours free of charge. Simply give us a call, 866-316-0822. Again, 866-316-0822. Or you can get it at crystallaketax.com. That's crystallaketax.com. Love to get that out to you. We'll pay for the postage. You just got to raise your hand, 866-316-0822. Love to get that out to you. You're listening to the Retirement Success Blueprint. I'm your host, Michael Stewart, fiduciary financial planner with Crystal Lake Tax and Financial. And today we're talking about planning with a purpose. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Retirement Success Blueprint with Michael Stewart, powered by the Retirement Income Source. Have you missed any of today's Retirement Success Blueprint with Michael Stewart? No problem. You can hear all of our shows online anytime 24/7 at crystallaketax.com. That's crystallaketax.com. Do you understand the difference between investing for growth and investing for income? That's okay. Most folks don't. Investing for growth is your typical Wall Street portfolio full of various stocks and mutual funds. The problem is, in order to physically obtain any real money that you can use for your day-to-day expenses, you have to sell them, which means you don't own them anymore. So now, you either have far less to generate that growth, or worse yet, you don't have anything left to create more growth for next month's expenses. On the other side of the coin, when you invest for income, your hard-earned retirement dollars are invested in products that may provide cash put directly into your bank account month after month to help provide for your retirement. For your free, no-obligation, growth versus income information kit, call 866-316-0822. That's 866-316-0822. To learn how to transform your high-risk, big-fee Wall Street growth portfolio into an income-generating retirement plan, call 866-316-0822. That's 866-316-0822. Or visit us online at crystallaketax.com. Time now for the Retirement Success Blueprint with Michael Stewart, brought to you by Crystal Lake Tax and Financial.
Welcome back to the Retirement Success Blueprint. I'm your host, Michael Stewart, fiduciary financial planner with Crystal Lake Tax and Financial. Retirement is a progression. It's a marathon, not a sprint. And it's the sprint that bothers most of us. If we're either a pre-retiree fixing goals in retirement, which some people are probably putting off as we speak, and others that are already in retirement may be regretting because they know their spending principle. Especially if you're listening to the show, don't shoot the messenger here. I'm just basically telling you what I see 99% of the time. There's very high odds that when people are taking income out of their portfolio in retirement, they're spending their own principal. Now, if you got $1 million and you're taking out more than $15,000, $20,000 a year from that balance, and you're not getting it from interest and dividends, you are spending principal. But what if you had that $1 million and you're getting 5% interest and dividends from your stocks, your real estate, your bonds, your preferreds, all those different investment tools? Let's say they're yielding you 5%. Now you're taking out $50,000 a year because that's 5% of $1 million. And it goes, the portfolio value goes down. You know what? It's still paying you the same interest and dividends of $50,000 a year. So you're not spending any principal to spend the income that you need. Now, of course, assuming no defaults, no bankruptcies, all those things, but that's what you pay the advisor for. So that's good news, because typically what I see, most people in their portfolios today working with advisors or doing it themselves are getting dividends and interest of less than 2%. And that's on the total portfolio, right? So some people say, no, look, I'm getting like 7, 10%, Mike. Yes, yeah, sort of. Is that through appreciation, meaning the value of those stocks went up this year the same way the value of those stocks and mutual funds went down last year? But what if you needed income? Where would you get it from? If it's not generating it in the form of interest and dividends, the reality is you got to sell shares. Last year, you would have to sell them for lower. Today, you got to sell them for higher. Either way, you're spending principal, right? That's almost like, as an example, if somebody said, okay, well, if I need to take 5% off, I could sell a little bit, right? But that's like selling 1 acre on a 300-acre farm, right? Initially, it doesn't mean anything, right? But you want the whole farm working for you, not just part of it. You see, if you invest for income, you focus on the long haul. But if you don't, you're always in a sprint type of way. You're always going to probably make changes, probably make it worse if you don't find somebody that understands how to actually get income from your portfolio. You see, if it's from interest and dividends, you get paid that each and every year, right? Hopefully, interest rates are higher in the future, so then you can reinvest it higher. Problem is, a lot of people that say have about $1 million or so that we work with, they typically need $40,000, $50,000 or so of supplemental income to go along with their Social Security. So when I bring up that $1 million scenario, I'm not referring that that's the only client we work with. We've got clients that have $500,000. We've got clients that have $5 million. You got to keep in mind the norm. The average amount of assets here in Illinois is going to be between $300,000 and $8,000 in general for the average retiree. So it doesn't matter where you are along those lines. The question is, what are you going to do with what you have? My dad always told me a long time ago, son, it's not what you make, it's what you keep. It's why we have a tax practice inside of our practice. Why? So then one hand knows what the other hand's doing. We assist clients with not only tax preparation, tax planning, investment management, financial planning, the estate planning. That way, when they get advice, it's all under one roof and it's coordinated now. And you know what he meant by that right here is you have a certain salary you need to set aside. Let's say 20% of your salary, live on the other 80. It really doesn't matter. Whatever you set aside, you need to adjust and learn to live on the other portion. But when you're in retirement, believe it or not, this is why it's so important to focus on purpose-based investing. Purpose meaning the source. The source meaning income. If you're getting $50,000 a year on $1 million portfolio that I'm giving you, even though if the market drops 10%, now that million's worth $900,000, it's still generating $50,000 a year in interest and dividends. That's money you can rely on. Money you can spend. You have permission to spend. You don't have to sell something. But let's say if you're in a stock-based portfolio, right? Only in the indexes, the mutual funds, ETFs, getting about a 2% yield. Well, you could take out $20,000, but you need $50,000. So if it drops 10, 20% in value and it's $900,000 or $800,000, where is the other $30,000 coming from? You got to sell $30,000 of shares and you're selling them at a loss. So here's the bad news. If you're actually taking income from your portfolio right now, let's say you're that person taking $30,000, $50,000 a year, and you look at your portfolio and be honest with yourself. If you've got a bunch of mutual funds and ETFs in there that make up that portfolio, you are definitely, unfortunately, spending principal. Now, you may be thinking, well, my advisor's sending it, right? It doesn't matter. It's going up in value because the market's gone up. Well, that plan doesn't work when the market goes the other way because you start chipping away at the principal and eventually it becomes material. But unfortunately, you don't notice that until you're a few years in. You see, the onus is on your back. You're the one that has to face the consequences of the future if you don't have any money left. Not the advisor, right? That advisor is just doing what they're being taught to do with the firm, selling whatever the firm's telling them to sell. You see, when you plan for retirement, you should always be planning for the worst case scenario. So that way, because as long as things are cooperating and doing well, like between 2009 and 2021, you didn't have much to worry about. Markets went straight up. Yet you were still selling shares. But now that the shoe's on the other foot, now that markets are getting a little more rocky, you know, if we take 2022 and then what we're forecasting here for the back third of 2023, it's going to adversely going a different direction. It doesn't feel very well. And not only that, here's the bad news. You are cannibalizing your principal as we speak. If you're spending principal, even if you're doing it slowly but surely, and if the markets stay in recession for a longer period of time, and that's what they're forecasting going higher, the longer it stays, the bigger the losses will be. The bigger the principal amount your spending will be, where you won't have an opportunity to recover it because you have so few shares left. Whereas if you were just taking the income from cash flow, you'd be in a much better situation. And again, even think of inflation. If you needed $40,000 this year, you might need $42,000, $43,000 next year just to buy the same amount of stuff. And you might need double that in 10 years just to buy the same amount of stuff. That's how It works. You need a rising income, bigger income each and every year. And you see, that's why it's so important to invest for income when you're getting closer into retirement. That's interest and dividends pouring in. So that way you actually bridge that gap of whatever the market's doing. If you're in stock-based investments that are paying those dividends, or maybe a balanced approach like what we use, where you can have bonds and bond-like instruments actually come in, complement that portfolio, then you're going to have more peace of mind that your income's coming in from real income in the form of interest and dividends. It really smooths out that ride, especially when the markets get a little rocky. So again, we're talking about planning with purpose, not just performance, but making a transition from the accumulation years, right, all about the market, rah-rah stock market, to the distribution phase when those paychecks are about to stop. If you focus on getting income on your portfolio, once again, this does not mean you don't have money in the stock market, right? Maybe more dividend-oriented stocks, but you get growth because what comes along for the ride with income is appreciation. But in those years that the market goes down, what we will call depreciation, you know what's not impacted? The interest and the dividends. So there's going to be years that the markets eventually come back. And if you own all the shares that you currently own, you're not spending them or selling them as you go, then you're actually going to eventually go up when the tide comes back because you own the same portfolio. You see, that's how you keep up with inflation. But if you're whittling away your principal, just little nicks at a time, spending principal because you're selling shares each and every year, each and every month, whether it's an up or down market, doesn't matter. Either way, you have less shares. Then you're never going to be able to recover on that money because you don't own the shares anymore. So you may be asking, what do I mean by purpose-based investments or some important steps that you need to take? One of them is you need to know what your true income goal is if you want to know the easiest way to determine that goal. If you're not in retirement but going into retirement soon, then we use what's called a top-down analysis. A top-down analysis is what it does is it subtracts things that go away when you enter retirement. And those are your 401k and IRA contributions, you know, so whatever it is you're contributing to, those go away once you're retired. What also goes away is FICA, F-I-C-A, which is Social Security tax. That's another 6.2% that goes away. Medicare goes away. That's 1.45% coming out. If you live in Illinois, the 5% state income tax, retirement money in Illinois currently isn't subject to Illinois income taxes. So now all of a sudden you start looking through there and there's 15, 20, 25%. That no longer applies as it's going out the door. Now, federal state income taxes, unfortunately, don't go away, right? But on the federal side, chances are you're going to be in a lower tax bracket, even on comparable spendable income after taxes. So in order for a starter, we help people build value weight. And that's what your true income needs. Because most people going into retirement, they want to feel the same way it was when they were working. So we'll typically say, okay, how much was your take-home pay each month? Say, okay, well, Mike, after taxes and everything else, we got $6,000 a month net of taxes, right? So after all the taxes. Well, great. So that's $72,000 after taxes you need just to live the same lifestyle. So if we can build that, even though the paycheck goes away, if we can get the portfolio and Social Security and the pensions and all that generating that same level of income and providing a rising income, then you're all good. Independent of market conditions. Folks, that's what working with a true retirement income specialist is like. So why change? You'll be surprised when I talk to people and they don't do this top-down analysis and they come in and say, I'm living on income. Let's just say it's the size of an apple and I'm just using this illustration for size of income. And then they say, well, I can live on less than that in retirement. And let's say it's the size of a plum, which is smaller, right? And I'm sitting there thinking, well, when I do the top-down analysis, your income actually is X amount. You're telling me you can live on Y amount. Well, believe it or not, we can make a lesser retirement, but you're probably going to find yourself making adjustments back up. So here's an example. Let's say you're making $80,000, $90,000. And you're like, but we can live on 60. Yeah, but do you want to live on 60? Do you want to live a diminished retirement if you have the ability, if positioned correctly, to actually generate the $80,000 or $90,000 each year? Right? We've actually been through that in the past few years where people come in, think they can live on a third less. And the reality is they can't because they've built a lifestyle for themselves. And most people want to maintain the lifestyle that they have going into retirement, not live on something far less. For some people that are already going into retirement, they think they can live on less. So when we get beyond that, we get to pension, we got Social Security. You can see right now I'm trying to factor in and I need to go into the, it means that where we look at and say, okay, You've been working 40, 60 hours a week, now going to occupied of doing nothing, right? And making the use of that time, and you're going to be spending money because you got more time on your hands. That's a reason why everything continues to go up, because people that are in retirement, they tend to be buying more things. They tend to be doing more things, right? Even though it wasn't intentional, idle hands, right? Just like the Bible says. So if they go on more trips, it's going to cost more. So you need to take all those things into account. Even if things like going fishing, golfing, all those things, everything has an additional cost. What about the gas to get there? You know, a lot of people have Social Security's pensions. Some people have rental income. So they get all that. We want to coordinate that along with the income you could get off of your investments. Even when you claim Social Security, you can retire at a certain time frame. But at what age do you take it? At 62, 64, 65 is kind of the sweet spot. Maybe you want to wait till your full retirement age at 67. We'll run through those calculations. That doesn't determine when you can retire. It talks about when you turn the different levelers and spigots to get income. Because typically when people go into retirement, they're hoping that the cost of living adjustments that they get from Social Security will cover these extra costs. But that's not always true. And I've been doing this for 23 years. In January 2022 and then January 2023 were the first two major increases in cash flow in about 8 or 9 years for Social Security. So in other words, it's barely going up. The cost of inflation, like most people think the odds are against you. So that means it puts more pressure on your investments to generate more income. You see how the problem expands? You see the reason why income is just so extremely important? If you're investing for interest and dividends, it mitigates a lot of these problems. It minimizes them. It doesn't eliminate them sometimes, but it's a lot better to spend interest and dividends that are paid to you than spend principal, especially early in retirement. Now, it's not the end of the world if you're 80, 85 years old and you still got a little principal left. Now that you got your principal intact, you can actually start spending your principal if you needed to, because you're not as much worried about combating future inflation or going into having home health care for 10 or 15 years or nursing home. So what are the expenses you're going to be challenged with later years in life? That's why you want to have more principal. So folks, now as usual, because this is a show where in retirement income is the outcome, I put together what I like to refer to as our Retirement Success Toolkit. This is a great resource for you, especially with some of the challenges ahead in society, politically, the economy, the markets. It's got a copy of my book in it called The Retirement Success Blueprint, How to Build the Retirement You Deserve, a companion report titled Are You Paying Too Much Taxes in Retirement?, and another report, 11 Signs You're Working with the Wrong Advisor. How do you get the Retirement Success Toolkit? It's yours free of charge. Just give us a call, 866-316-0822. Ask for the Retirement Success Toolkit, 866-316-0822. Or go to crystallaketax.com. Love to get that out to you. No cost, no obligation. We'll even cover the postage. Get this critical retirement success toolkit in your hands. Going to help you make some great decisions going forward. You are listening to the Retirement Success Blueprint. I am your host, Michael Stewart, fiduciary financial planner with Crystal Lake Tax and Financial. Today, we're talking about planning with a purpose. As I said earlier, retirement is a progression. It's a marathon, not a sprint. But unfortunately, times like we're experiencing right now, it's that sprint that actually affects both the pre-retiree and what we're hoping for those that want to retire soon. Probably not going to retire this year, right? And also the retiree that's already in retirement may be having some regrets. They went through some market losses last year. We've gone through high inflation the last couple of years. We don't know the direction of interest rates. What's the market going to do? Is it topping out? So why are some of those regrets? Because when they experience losses in their portfolio, they get to wondering, is it their advisor? Is it the investment options they're in? It's probably all of them. And I don't know what the reason people will call in. We'll do a 15-minute strategy view with me on the phone. And we actually just find out, what are you doing right? And what are some things that we can improve on? So the last thing I want to do is be able to change something, even as a fiduciary. If it's a true fiduciary, they shouldn't necessarily be making recommendations of changes yet. If you're doing fine, a true fiduciary should just be out in your best interest, not for their own interest. And a lot of the people out there tout fiduciary aren't fiduciaries. And what I mean is that as a licensed fiduciary, you see there's a big difference. If you let that advisor know that you have an IRA, they have to say that they have to give you the best interest rule. But they very well could be just nothing but an insurance salesperson. And if they're an insurance salesperson, they're probably going to be product driven. And if they're product driven, they may be focusing on the products that they're going to sell you that make a commission. And that's a step in the wrong direction. Now, I'm not saying commission-based investments may not help you, right? But you'll be surprised by the people that I've run across where they put 100% of their life savings into these commission-based products. Now they're locked into them for 10, 15 years. And even though there's some value that might come from them, there's also some negatives as well. Yeah, I look back and I've got people in retirement that pre-planned ahead of time. Remember, I say it's always important to plan with purpose. When you plan with purpose, you achieve your goals. When you don't achieve your goals because you're always going to be basing your decisions on the whims of the market because you don't understand how your investments truly work, or more importantly, how they can get you income in retirement regardless of the market gyrations, because it's going to happen. So every time we work with people in pre-retirement, now I'm going to give you a prime example. I have a couple right now, just under $1 million, and they were in their late 50s when they started pre-planning with us. Now keep in mind, they're 8 or 9 years out from retirement about a year ago, so we expected a certain amount of income that we set up. You see, when you invest for interest and dividends, that income keeps growing each and every year because we're buying more and more income-based investment. We're reinvesting the income in buying more stuff, generating more income. So it's kind of like, I'll give you an example. What do I mean by buying more income-based investments? Imagine a farmer's got 200 acres. They got all 200 acres working for them with the exception of what's allotted for the house that they live on. And they're generating crops from all that. They're wanting all the land to go to work for them. And they're flourishing with the income that's flowing in. Well, if the value of the land goes down in a given year, let's just say there's 20 or 30 acres next to them. If they've got more than enough income they need, they can actually buy that extra 20 or 30 acres at a discount. Now, what do you think that 20 or 30 acres is going to do to their net worth and their net income? It's going to increase. You see, what I mean is how you multiply your efforts when you have the flexibility of having that easy money coming in, interest and dividends every month, every quarter, versus just having to make your money work hard, hoping it goes up in the market. It's almost like we just love the idea that I'm here in Vegas right now. I got this Vegas retirement plan, right? You know, market's only going to go up. I think I'm going to win. And that's what most people are doing with their retirement. They're trying to win in Vegas. And I'm going to be honest with you. There's going to be some very disappointing times in retirement. And last year was one of those years. And I'm willing to bet for some of you, the next few years might be some of those years. So going back to the client that I was just talking about that are in retirement right now, since they planned with a purpose, they know that their income is going to be. And actually, guess what? You've heard the old saying, try to be conservative with their income. And I'm always on the conservative side because I know a lot of times if everything lands correctly or it's going to be more than that. So our worst case scenario is what they need. Chances are we're going to do better. We just pretty much know we're not going to do worse and it still works. So with that being said, this client actually has about a 25% income cushion. In other words, there's extra cash flow there that they don't even need to take. It's at their disposal if they want it. And that's what planning on purpose is when you're ahead of the curve. There's been other plans that we've actually seen where currently people 3, 4, 5 years from retirement, and they want to maybe pay off their mortgage or pay off some student loans for their kids, whatever it may be. When you have interest and dividends coming in from those investments, when you make that transition to income and purpose-based investing, those interest and dividends don't change. What changes is the volatility of your share prices. The share price might fluctuate, and that's okay. And unfortunately, I hate to tell you, you know, going to poke a bear. If you're going to be in the markets, they're going to go up and down. You're going to deal with market gyrations. But the good news is you can usually take that income, reinvest it, and buy more, which is what most of our clients are doing. Or you can pay off some of those debts, take that interest and dividends as extra cash flow, pay off some debts, decrease those expenses, so that way you have higher cash flow later in retirement because you're debt free. You see, it's all about planning, getting ahead of the game versus falling behind. So don't put those things off. Most people will put things off. Procrastination is your number one enemy. We talk about getting information all the time on the show. From time to time, we'll reach out, we'll call some people that maybe got the information and it's just sitting there gathering dust. It's a very valuable tool to be able to understand how your money works, what the difference between investing for performance is versus the more important investing for purpose when you're close to retirement. Kind of reminds me of Charlie Munger. That's Warren Buffett's sidekick who once said, knowing what you don't know is more useful than being brilliant. You don't have to be the smartest person in the tool shed to be able to understand how investments work. You got two ingredients. One ingredient is reliable. The other one is not. when it comes to retirement, you don't want to get 10, 15 years down the road, then open up the cookbook and say, oh, it's a little too late. I had my opportunity and it kind of came in a way. You see, most people spend their lives wrestling with the consequences of poor decisions. But the truth is, it's much easier to avoid stupidity than it is to actually be smart. Admit you don't know everything. Remove the ego from the equation. One guy told me a long time ago, it's very worth repeating on this show, you'll never know all there is to know about all there is to know. But when it comes to your investments, you're completely on your own. You want to be able to make the best decisions. And something else that he actually said, I think it's extremely important. Mimicking the herd invites regression to the mean. If you do the same as everyone else, you get the same results. But most people are actually going in the wrong direction. And therefore, here's the results. Unhappy, unfulfilled, unmotivated. That's not what retirement's all about. Retirement is about income. Retirement is about doing all the things you want to be able to do in retirement, when you want to do them with, who you want to do them with, and have all the money you need to do it with. You follow society standards and traps, you actually fall prey to them. Be bold, go against the grain to get what you want. You have to deserve what you want. Naval once said, the world is an efficient place. You can't control the results, but you can control your character, your work ethic, and the willingness to learn. And that's why we offer this information, so that you spend time, because at the end of the day, folks, it's up to you, not your financial advisor. It's up to you to make sure that your money's going to last. Now, I want to leave you with this. At Crystal Lake Tax and Financial, we are wealth managers. What's the difference between a wealth manager and an investment broker? An investment broker talks about your investments, tell you they went up or down, but they don't really add any value. They just sell you stuff. A wealth manager shows you not only how you should be invested for the right allocation, but structures your portfolio so income is coming from interest and dividends, not just hope the market goes up. A wealth manager assists you with your estate planning. A wealth manager shows you ways to reduce the impact of a healthcare event, like long-term care. A wealth manager deals in proactive tax planning, how to potentially save you hundreds of thousands, if not more, in unnecessary and voluntary taxes over your lifetime. At Crystal Lake Tax and Financial, we have fiduciary financial planners, a CPA, a tax team. We work with a legal team in-house to coordinate investments, taxes, and estate all under one roof. Folks, you deserve that. Most people just have an investment broker. As you approach or you're in retirement, you need a wealth manager. You have outgrown your broker. What you need now and what they do are no longer the same thing. Let's face it. Your biggest expenses in retirement are taxes and healthcare. And if your broker doesn't give tax advice, it's time to upgrade that relationship. If this is the type of real financial planning relationship you need and aren't getting, maybe you've outgrown your broker. Give us a call. Set up a 15-minute strategy call. Get your questions answered. See if we can help. 866-316-0822 or go to crystallaketax.com. Thanks for joining us this week for the Retirement Success Blueprint. This is your host, Michael Stewart, fiduciary financial planner with Crystal Lake Tax and Financial. If you enjoyed the show, tell a friend. If you know someone that could use conservative, tax-focused financial planning advice, don't keep us a secret. You can always get more information at crystallaketax.com. Till next week, be safe, be humble, and never settle for anything less than you deserve.
That's all the time we have for today. To speak with Michael off the air, call 866-316-0822. And for more information about how to make the switch to retirement income, visit us online at crystallaketax.com. Michael will be back again next week at this same time for another Retirement Success Blueprint.
Investment advisory services offered through Sound Income Strategies, LLC, an SEC registered investment advisory firm. Crystal Lake Tax and Sound Income Strategies, LLC are not associated entities. Crystal Lake Tax is a franchise of Retirement Income Source, LLC. Retirement Income Source, LLC and Sound Income Strategies, LLC are associated entities.